Welcome to Shomar Shavuah Nedav, your sponsor, Leonish Masarim Biak Vasholim, and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sukkah Daf Lamed Dalet. The Gemara in Amud Beis speaks about the four minim of the lulav, that only three of them need to be in Aguda. Only the lulav, hadasim, and aravos are tied together, but the estrog is not. But still, the estrog needs to be taken together with the other three minim. As the Gemara says, does it say a vow between the estrog and the lulav? But still, they still have to take all of them. So you have to take all four meaning, but the estrog should not be tied together with all the three meaning. And here comes the famous Bis Yosef in Siman Tafri Shun Aleph, that he discusses, do we have to put the estrog connected to the other three minim when you do na'anuim? Does the estrog have to be connected to it? It's not tied together, but does it have to be connected? And then he brings the name of the Rakanti. The Rakanti said that he had a guest from Eretz Yisrael by him on Sukkos, and he went to sleep, and in the dream, the Rakanti says, he saw the name of Hashem, Yud Kei Vov, but the last letter of the name of Hashem, the Hey, was separated, was not connected to the first three letters. Says the Rakanti, I didn't know what it was. He woke up in the morning, and he saw that guest of his from Eretz Yisrael taking the three meaning of the lulav, aravos, and hadasim, and the estrog is not connecting to them. He's separating the estrog from the other three meaning. He's not putting them together. He's putting them further away. Said the Rakanti, that's what my dream meant. The dream says that the four meaning of the Ululov are connected to the four letters of Shem Hashem. And therefore, the fourth letter, the letter A, which is connected to Estrog, needs to be connected to the first three, even though it's not tied together, they still need to be connected. So we learn over here that the three meaning are tied together, and the Lul Estrog is connected but not tied together. So what's the idea in that? So one way to understand this is based on the Medrash that we mentioned a few shirim ago, the Medrash of Ikur Rabbah that says, what is the four meaning of the lulav? The estrog has tam, has reyach, has taste, and has smell. Like Am Yisrael, they have toira, some people have toira, and they have mitzvahs. The lulav is the one that has taste, has a fruit, but doesn't have the smell. That's other some people, they'll have Torah, but they don't do mitzvahs. They don't have ma'isim tovim. The hadasi have a good smell, but they don't have a taste. That's how some people do mitzvahs, but they don't have Torah. And the aravos have no taste and no smell, and therefore they're the ones that are connected to Rishayim, they have nothing. Says the Medrash, Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu Oseh Lahem, he doesn't destroy them. Elo Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu Yikushu Kulo Maguda Achas. They should all be connected together. And that's how they have kapara. So the four meaning of the lulav represents four different segments of Am Yisrael, but they need to be together. As the Gemara Menachas Daf Chav Zayin tells us, that all the meaning of the lulav come together to be be'aguda achas, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is miratzeh to Am Yisrael only when they are be'aguda achas. They are connected. That's the idea of the connection of all the meaning of the lulav. Says the Vilna Gaon in Aderes Leyo, in Parshas of Zoyis HaBracha, that mainly we can understand the estrog represents the biggest tzaddik, the Talmid Chacham that has also mitzvahs. In general, he's not tied together with the other three meaning. The other three meaning are living in this world. He's living in a different world. He's someone who's completely disconnected. He's Parush Min Olam. But still, when you do the netilo, when you're doing the tefillah of Sukkos, then he has to connect with everybody else and elevate everybody else to bring together the hartzah. Because the full hartzah, the full ritzur HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us, is only when we're all together. The tzaddikim together with the rishayim. And this seems to be the message of our Gemara. The estrog is not tied together with the other three, because the asteroid is a standalone. He's a tzaddik. He's separated from the world. But when we're doing the na'anuim, we take the asteroid, get connected to the other three to make a good achas, of all the different parts of Am Yisrael together. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshove email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.